Show me myself when I am lost and I don't know what to look at and I'm not sure what is true and what matters and where to focus. I get in touch with my good friend Pete Santilli, who is on the front lines and on the pulse of what's really going on. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Oh my goodness, I'm honored to hear that. But you know, I would say you as you said, it's difficult to, you know, to know who's telling the truth, who isn't, and how do we plow through it. You know, I use a tactic when I hear like the Russian theater stuff coming out of the Russian theater about Vladimir Putin. Yeah. I cut everybody aside, including Russian propaganda, and I'll listen to the translated words of Vladimir Putin himself, you know, right. And right. You really can go by what he says, but everyone in between, it's just propaganda, diversion, and mass mind control and military propaganda. That's what it is.
Yeah, you should know because you have a background, a very long background in military and in deciphering propaganda. For my audience that might not know you, though that would be shocking, your background's pretty intense. Can you just give the short version?
Short version, you know, I became a patriot when, it's a long version, became a patriot when the U.S. hockey team won in the Lake Placid Olympics against the Russians, the communists, the Soviet Union, the steroids infested communists. Right. And I went from wanting to go become an architect and go to school to become an architect to joining the United States military. Right. After that, I came out medical discharge, went into corporate America. And that was an awakening in and of itself. I was with Bell South Telecommunications at the leading edge, the forefront of revolutionary deployment of wireless technology and everything that has been weaponized against us right now. It was revolutionary then, but that technology in the wrong hands is weaponized. And we're seeing that.
Right.
Went to work for Coca-Cola. What a corrupt criminal crime operation they are. I mean, I've witnessed it firsthand. I thought I had a job for life, but I discovered they were stealing from their employees at a rate of $200,000 to $400,000 a month in overtime wages, tried to get it fixed. And they tried to silence me by giving me a big bag of cash and telling me to go away. I ended up suing them. So I became a belligerent at that point, became a legal expert in prosecuting class action lawsuits. And then 2011, Alex Jones screamed and said, I can't do this by myself. I need you to grab a microphone and a camera and get out there and be a citizen journalist. And I had to come awake to 9/11 evidence through listening to who I thought was just a crazy conspiracy theorist, you know, Alex Jones. And then I started listening to him about Ron Paul, right, learning about the Constitution and how our Constitution's been subverted. 2011, I began my investigative journalism career. And there's a story in that. But you know what? We haven't. That was just the beginning of the fight leading up to where we are today, Mel. Everything I've done up to this point that I just described has been in preparation for this moment in time, including, you know, being a political prisoner for 619 days was truly a blessing in disguise that gave me an opportunity to look at who the real criminals are that have weaponized every major institution in our government. And here we are.
Yeah. That's so true. And that's the thing about you. That's why, honestly, when I was so, I could not believe that the Proud Boys guys, especially since I've had a couple on and I know I've gotten to know a few, were convicted of seditious conspiracy, not showing and not going into the Capitol, not having weapons. They had actually started demonizing Oath Keepers and Proud Boys a year before, you know, leaking it in. I've had on Jeremy Brown, who, you know, they came to him to infiltrate and he didn't, but he took video and now he's in jail for 5 years. And when I saw that happen, and I know, and you know, that they needed to have that happen so that they can shoot charge Donald Trump with the same, I reached out to who I always reach out to when I think we are in serious trouble and what are we going to do? And that is you. And you have been an incredible friend to me through this journey. And I just want to say to the people out there, you called me, you knew I was not doing well. And you said something to me about that time when you were a political prisoner this morning. And I just wanted you to share it with the people so that they know, too, that there's that there is hope.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, after I explain what I'm about to explain, you'll understand when I say that you need to expect that things are going to get much, much worse than we want it to. We do. We want it to. Because ultimately, we godly patriots, when a miracle comes, it doesn't come from President Trump. When a miracle comes, it doesn't come from the military. When a miracle comes, it doesn't come from the American people. We need to know where those miracles come from and give all the glory where it deserves to go. When things get so bad, it's because when they're fixed and that miracle comes, there can only be one place where that came from. And it's not aliens.
Yes, it's not aliens.
We godly patriots need to expect that things are going to get really, really bad. And they are. But guess what? It's going to get even worse. If we were to stop right now and President Trump comes in and says, all right, I'm fired, everybody, everything's fixed. Where did that come from? It came from President Trump. No, he is also, I believe, being used as a tool. He's a flawed, sinning man, just like the rest of us. He's got his role in this thing. He came to us in 2016 as a builder of skyscrapers and businesses. Well, guess what? Next time he's coming back as the destroyer of this bureaucracy that's in place that has used the full force of our government. He's going to have a role in this. We're going to have to lock arms. Things are going to get worse, but never, ever, ever, ever lose your faith and pray that the Lord intervenes. And you tell him, if it's your will that our nation is to be destroyed, we have to accept it. We do. Right now, we're almost in a state of mourning. What if we become so sinful? What if he's warned us to get right with the church, to get right with God, and we've refused to do that, and we've gone even further away from him? What if he says, just like he said to Israel, he warned Israel how many times?
Right.
What if we have to accept his will? But guess what? We're on this rock. It's a temporary stepping stone. We're to be forged in the fire. If that's his will, accept it. But know that he's going to intervene. He's going to come back as the lion. I told the Lord when it was there was no hope for me. There was no way out. The Bundy Ranch defendants were going to jail. I faced four life sentences. They lied, cheated, stole, destroyed my life, took everything away from me. And I said, Lord, if this is what you want, I'll accept it. I'll be your warrior even on the inside. But we put in a special request. I believe that's a waste of talent. If you left me out, that'll be your miracle. And I promise you to give you all the glory. And guess what? I walked out the door, Mel.
Yeah.
And who do you think that came from? Right. Where do you think that came from? There was no way out of that. And that's what we need to do, is to call upon him and say, we want it to get worse. That way, when it comes, we're going to tell everyone it's going to get so bad. All right. That when it gets fixed, there's only one entity, and he's going to come back as the lion. It's going to come from God, and give him all due credit. There's going to be a tremendous opportunity for a revival here. There has to be one. By the way, before all this, I was recovering, sinning, cussing, just a nasty recovering Roman Catholic.
No. God, yeah. I mean, the truth about you is, though, you're deep in all of it. You said a little bit about your background. It's way more complex than that. But I have been saying lately that we need a 12-step recovery program called Americans Anonymous. And we have to start from the bottom, the knees on the ground. I don't know what else to do. My life is unmanageable. I'm at rock bottom. I feel like the American people, many of them are like the Bezmenov you've talked about many times. I have like the demoralized, dehumanized, normalized, all this stuff. And we're all there. And I feel like so many people are, you know, the term in recovery, sick as your secrets. And I feel like America is as sick as its secrets. And a lot of those secrets are being revealed and the truth is coming out. And RFK's entry into the playing field, if nothing else, has put a light back on what did happen to JFK, and that wasn't just about that was a coup d'etat that has continued to this day. And when we trace it, it's very much the same people at that level. And still, you know, when I say we need to do like a fearless and moral inventory of how we got here as America and what we have done, there are still people that are so tied to the mind control and propaganda that somehow, you know, because it is America, therefore it's good. And because it was the American soldiers, the American legal system, I saw even people last week in the cesspool that is Twitter, so excited about the Proud Boys possibly getting 67 years in prison. And you know, not that it would ever happen to them, but for me, I am seeing a lot of disclosure along all lines. I think the frustrating part, and you've been in this a lot longer than me, is knowing that accountability, justice, transparency has been denied for so long. And I feel like we're going to have to step up as American people and accept the fact that a lot of things that happened in our name with our taxpayer dollars were wrong, sometimes bordering on evil, and that all these years of things being hidden for reasons of national security were really hidden for reasons of covering up crimes by our own government. How do you feel about the bigger picture of this isn't just now, this is decades worth of criminal activity and cover up? I know Fletcher Prouty, when he was speaking about everything that happened, he said something I find interesting and I want your take on it. He said, you know, when him and Garrison, at least in the film by Oliver Stone, they're having a conversation and he says, you have to question why they wanted him dead, who it benefited, and who it benefited to cover it up. And I feel like who it benefited to cover it up is still the people covering up everything. What are your thoughts on the big picture of healing the nation, you know, over decades?
The coup d'etat began with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And that regime is still in power. But that regime, of course, benefits from our complacency. And I call it, just like you said, we got to go through a 12-step recovery program.
Yeah.
We also need to get through the cycle of mourning. Okay. Some of us are, as we come awake, you know, oh my goodness, it's very depressing. Some of us get angry. Some of us get apathetic. We're in denial. You got to get through the cycles, but ultimately you need to recognize something, that we are not the America that they lie to you and say that we are. That totalitarianism in 1984 style, they've hijacked our language. Joe Biden is now running his campaign on his promoting freedom. And this is a regime that does the exact opposite, that the people that are benefiting from every single crisis, including what you're seeing at the border, created the crisis.
Right.
They get us into a traumatic state. They run to the podium and it's a rinse and repeat cycle. Those that assassinated John F. Kennedy, those like John Brennan that let the 9/11 hijackers through the Jeddah Saudi Arabia station, with the advancement towards totalitarianism with the Patriot Act, and now the technocratic regime that's in place that has every one of us profiled. When you walk out the door, you have your cell phone. First responders and law enforcement know whether or not you're a MAGA extremist or whether or not you're a docile, compliant dum-dum that's right, watching MSNBC. They already have you profiled. It's a technocratic regime. They're about to activate the Federal Continuity Directive. They're going to weaponize federal agents. Right. They have worked for decades for this moment in time. And guess what? We can obliterate it and pulverize it by waking up to it and saying, not just no, but hell no. Because imagine this, folks, not even Congress. If Congress, you go to Congress people and you say, oh my goodness, the FBI is corrupt. And they look at the FBI and they say, man, the FBI, they're well positioned. They got good technology. Got some good people over there. It's a well-oiled machine. It's operating properly. It's the equivalent of looking at, let's say, a rifle, high caliber, well-maintained, very accurate, designed to go get bad guys. But when that rifle is in the wrong hands, or the institution of the FBI is in the wrong hands, and it's pointed at the American people,
right?
That's where we have the problem. Okay, so we the people must stop being complacent, and you got to stop being hung over as a patriot, thinking, "Oh my goodness, we're American, red, white, blue." No, we're American, and the red, white, and blue stands for how Americans in the past have stood up to what we have right now in the present. We're Americans because we're belligerent. We have every bit of the tools in place, and belligerence and a peaceful means without firing a shot. All we need to do is stand in the gap between these tyrants and our way of life. And we remove the person from the rifle that wants to weaponize it and use these institutions against us, this weaponization of government. We must stand in the gap. Everybody needs to stop being punch drunk in patriotism. We're not the America. You know, they want you to believe that. They want to hijack the language and say that Joe Biden's promoting freedom. Why? Because it gives them one more day to clamp down on you and remove your freedoms. One more day. For every day that you keep going where you don't have situational awareness and recognize what I'm saying is true, that's one more day of planning that they have.
Yeah. And because you have such a deep knowledge of many things, we've talked about the color revolutions and so many things that we've talked about in the past, philosophy, everything else. I've been thinking a lot about something I wanted your opinion on. And I want parents to understand and anyone that deals with children at all, because, you know, you have this indoctrination, the CRT, dividing children very young. You got this gender fluidity. You got this LGBTQ plus pride stuff. You got all this stuff in the schools. They want pre-K so that they can get them before they even, you know, get to the place where they're in of school age. And that's free, because we know that what that means if the government's giving that. But what I've been looking at lately, and I want parents to understand, because some parents say, oh, you know, these grown men that dress like women and read books and dance in front of my kids, they're just trying to help the kids. You know, they're just trying to teach or whatever. And you and I both know that it's exactly the opposite of that. But you know what I think about sometimes? I wonder what you think here. When people often talk about, you know, all the victims in Nazi Germany and in Mao's China and in the Bolshevik Revolution and Lenin's Revolution and Cuba and everywhere. And you talk about the victims. And I always say, well, you know what? There might have been millions upon millions of people killed and tortured and horrible, evil stuff happened to them in the camps. But there were also millions of people who worked there. And I think people forget that there were people, they skip over that there were soulless, conscienceless, terribly evil, you know, sadomasochistic, awful, disgusting people that worked every day in those camps, torturing, raping, murdering, shooting baby, all this horrible stuff, that went home at the end of the day and had dinner with their families and played with their kids and went to movies and all that. And then the next day went back to the camp and did that. Eichmann being a main example, but there was way worse than him. And what I'm seeing in what they're doing to our children really is creating the people that would work at the camps. They're telling them, God made a mistake with you. Your parents are complicit. The government and all of our government agencies and the teachers union, they're going to be your parents and your God. And at what point do these children, if you look at it just as children in K through 12, have no conscience, have no soul, have no, it's all about working for the government, because I just keep saying these children, they're not, it's not for nothing. They need their soldiers on their side to commit the evil.
Yeah, the term that I always hear is we're just doing our job. You know, you hear from law enforcement who is violating the Constitution. I even in blue prison scrubs had conversations with my captors. By the way, I love the U.S. Marshals. They're wide awake. Typically Marines, they know what's going on. But I would have a conversation with the private, you know, corrections officer that George Bush was making a killing on in the private federal detention centers. And they say, I'm just doing my job, Santilli. I'm like, okay, let me tell you what your job is. I want you to go home to your wife, hand her your paycheck, and tell her a large portion of your wages come from holding talk show hosts that are a political opponent of the Obama administration.
Right.
And he says, it's not me. I'm not holding you. I'm like, okay, then throw me the keys. Right. Throw me the keys. Why are you holding me here? You're holding me against my will. I'm a talk show host. You're making a wage saying that that's your job. What is your job? You're making money on holding me. And they can kick and scream. But I became very good friends with those people. We must reach out to them. We must tell them to stop doing their freaking jobs. Stop doing your jobs. You're destroying the country. You're literally being used, as Yuri Bezmenov said, a useful tool to advance something that you aren't even aware that in the end, when you find out that you were helping them to install their communist regime, you're going to be the most upset.
Right.
That you're going to be the first one to get the bullet. Why?
Exactly.
When I say the bullet, I'm not even going to talk about bullets and violence. They're going to shoot you because you're going to be the most upset, because you're going to come wide awake to it. We've already gone through our cycle of mourning. We're already angry about what you're doing. You're going to be very angry. They won't want you around. You're going to be shot first, not us.
Yeah, that's what I say a lot. If you even go back and look at Mao and 49 and some of the and Vietnam, I had on a Vietnam person who escaped and talked about it too. It was always the people that were facilitating it at the top that were killed first. And people don't know that. So I watch the Democrat Socialists of America frauds and the AOCs of the world and you know, Schumers and all of them, and they're facilitating this global governance totalitarian takeover by their overlords, and they don't realize that they're the most disposable because they've been so easily used and manipulated into this. And if you go back through history, you're going to find that it was often very high level people that thought that they were untouchable, that the minute that the communist regime really took over, they were eliminated. And that's why I keep looking at these people now, especially at this point. The media is completely complicit. And as many people have said, including you, there is no difference right now between the intelligence department, the DOJ, the FBI, the Biden regime, and the media. They're all together.
But make no mistake about it. These satanic minions, okay, have armies of CIA, FBI people with guns and badges to use the technocracy to human traffic, get their pick of the litter, send, you know, the pretty boys and girls through Catholic charities into the sanctuary cities. Tens of thousands of children are going missing. They are addicted to the profits associated with that satanic agenda through human trafficking and sex trafficking and gun running. They're addicted to the power, but ultimately the levitating bitch known as Hillary Clinton is a Satanist.
Right.
These are people that will rape babies still with their umbilical cords on. True story. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Raping babies. And there's a lot of money in that and offering that up. This is a satanic agenda. They exploit the sexual perversions of their underlings. What does the FBI do when they encounter people that are coming to power that are committing crimes like the Bidens? They turn a blind eye to it and they say, hey, we'll make that go away. Can you do us a favor and get us a new building? You know, and they capture. If you want to know who your president is, check down at the J. Edgar Hoover building. Okay. Exactly. Seventh floor is running the White House. When they don't prosecute criminals like the Bidens, that means they're captured. It's very dangerous to not prosecute. Well, guess what else they do? When you're a pedophile and you're sitting on a child porn website, guess where those child porn websites are maintained and housed, Mal K? Guess where they are? The FBI is running child porn servers on government property. They're using that information to capture our judges, our politicians, even people that are predisposed to do illegal stuff. Once they capture you, you're a sexual deviant like that. That's how they're able to set up such a corrupt system that we have right now.
Yeah.
This is evil. It's satanic. But I believe that there's enough godly warriors and good people within the system that are prepared to join us in this epic spiritual battle against evil. I do believe that we're at that moment in time where people are saying enough is enough.
I agree. I think there's way more of us than them, and that captured it all. I do feel like the DC is fully captured. I really don't see how you clean that place up other than ripping it out from the core. I mean, I believe that 85% of those people should be not have jobs. They don't belong. The unconstitutional agencies, all of that. Now, you were on with Michael Young, who's down there doing amazing work at the border. It is very, very scary what is going on down there. And God forbid you say, I mean, I was kicked off Twitter. I had to restart from zero, which is fine because I can actually see stuff now. But when you look on there, you see people like just not really understanding what is going on down there. You've been covering it now from all during Obama and Trump and everything. What's happening right now is a new level of evil. And yesterday, there's been two attacks in the last few days that are both illegal immigrants, both look like they have gang signs, tattoos, and then they're you know, rebranding them as white supremacists, even though they're not white and they're obviously working with the cartel. We have something really dangerous coming our way, and I want people to be aware of it and to know that it's on purpose.
All right. Last Friday, I have a very good high-level source. He was the federal contractor for the intel services around the world, right? Very, very high level, but he retired, but he's got good contacts. One of his very good friends that he's known for 28 years, a week and a half ago, was down in Mexico for a meeting that took place between the Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel. Oh, God. They received orders from above to launch mass casualty events because they needed to shut down the lifting of Title 42. Because they stand to lose billions of dollars. Chinese are paying upwards of $50,000 to come up through the Darien Gap. Michael Yana said that. We got CCPers coming. So the cartels have now gotten together. This weapon of mass migration coming up to the border. If Title 42 is lifted, the cartels, and guess who else loses money? All of the politicians that are on the payroll. The Republicans in Texas, you know, are not doing anything to stop this problem that's happening. So on Friday night, I got the word. He got the tip off, and it wasn't to make it public either. They told him, don't go to the grocery stores. Don't go in the public square. This stuff is coming down imminently. That was Friday. And on Saturday, guess what happened in Texas?
Right. Yep.
Well, you saw that coming. It's going to happen. There is an epic battle going on there, as you can imagine. Lifting Title 42. All of a sudden the cartels are out of business. People can just walk right over the border. The people that are in charge that are making money, Joe Biden is going to look like a hero and say, oh, it must save us from the crisis that I just created, and do something crazy to make him look like a hero. But ultimately he's on the payroll of the cartels. They've been running guns through Eric right. Holder's Fast and Furious for how many years now?
Right.
We got the Chinese that are delivering containers full. Did you hear about the gun parts that are showing up in Long Beach and Miami? There's gun part shipments coming in from China that are getting intercepted. When you put those parts together, what do you think you have?
Right.
When they discover 50 something thousand gun parts, okay, shipping tens of thousands of guns into the interior of the United States, folks, you better be prepared for what's coming. What's happening at the border
right.
is one leg of a multi-pronged destabilization effort that's being led by these corrupt globalists that are setting off to destroy the United States of America. We're in that final phase, and everybody better be on the alert and have full situational awareness.
Yeah, it's super important. I mean, you've been saying it a long time. I've yep. been saying it to everyone else that the border crisis is not a border crisis. It's coming to every town, every city, every rural area, everywhere that they can get. They're already everywhere anyway. And we also have the situation where they are imploding our financial system at the same exact time and then bringing in all these people to then Cloward Piven strategy, our entire financial system. So for all those people that do vote Democrat because of welfare or they're helping us or whatever, they don't even know yet that, you know, they're imploding all of those benefits. But the end game financially, what do you see happening with the financial situation? What are you personally thinking or doing that, because well, I don't want to have hope or solutions.
I just did an interview and talked about what my experience was in the military at the tail end. I got out on a medical. So when I was an air crewman, when I got grounded, I had a desk job. And believe it or not, guess what my desk job was? It was to take Rex 84, which was an exercise, you know, Ollie North, they practice what it would be like if our monetary system collapsed and the supply chain collapsed. FEMA was born out of that. It's called the Federal Continuity Directive, the FCD. I wrote that portion of it as to how we handle weapons that are out on the flight lines. Now, why do I bring that up? Not to impress anybody. But what would cause such a thing? And this happened in the late 80s. They wrote the Federal Continuity Directive. What would cause it is if the trading of oil is decoupled from the dollar and the dollar is no longer the Federal Reserve currency.
Right.
And the monetary system collapses. They said that because we came away from the gold-backed dollar and Kissinger set up a deal to trade oil in exchange for Saudi Arabia buying up our debt, that left us vulnerable. That the day that they stop using the U.S. dollar for the trading of oil, it would cause societal breakdown, financial system collapse, and in 72 hours, the supply chain would seize up. We're right on the precipice of that happening right now. Now, when you couple the mass migration up at the border, that's potential for societal collapse. You get a couple of power stations hit, not even an EMP. You could actually fire a 7.62 at some of these power stations and right. shut down a portion of the grid. That crisis, the Cloward-Piven methodology of initiating that crisis that they will solve. They're set up to do this. I call it multiple points of failure. They're almost guaranteed that they will have that one event that will cause them to maintain totalitarian power and control on the other side of this thing. We're right about there. We are this close to being there. Right now I'm hearing, as a matter of fact, guess what the messaging I got from Michael Young was this morning? Have you ever heard the term broken arrow?
I have, but you tell the audience what it is, because they'll
broken arrow in some people have said it's related to nukes, but in the military, okay, I'll use a Vietnam scenario. If the Chi Coms, the Viet Cong, overrun your camp, and they shoot 99 out of 100 Marines that are in your encampment, it's that one Marine you need to worry about that's going to grab a radio. And he's going to call broken arrow, and call out his coordinates and make sure that nobody survives that thing. He'll call in an airstrike on his own location because the communists are overrunning us. Right. He called broken arrow. He said that every single facility is over 150% over capacity. They've primed the pump. This weapon of mass migration has taken place. And we are so vulnerable right now to societal collapse. I mean, we're talking, can I give you a scenario here? You know how ridiculous it is? You'll notice out of the Darien Gap, they're coming into 10 cities. Thousands of migrants being put into 10 cities.
Right.
They got a United Nations logo, U.S. logo, yeah. UN logo. Oh, look at, here's your bag lunch. They got air conditioning. They get into air-conditioned buses. They're hopscotching their way on up. They got fresh, clean clothes. And what are they doing with all those migrants? Dumping them in the streets,
right?
And letting them fend for themselves. It's an intentional dropping of millions of migrants into the streets to cause what? Absolute chaos and bedlam.
Right. Right.
And it's happening right now.
Right. Can you tell me what you think of that whole scenario of people kind of feeling like, just wait, it's all going to work out. And, it's really a secret plan that's going to save us.
First of all, I had a top secret security clearance in the military. I did. And there's certain, compartmentalization requirements, need to know basis as to what you have and what you don't have. If, in fact, there is a secret plan, you won't know about it. Number one. Now, what I do know, and I'm going to state this from experience, that everything that everyone is saying with every single that from the Federal Continuity Directive, our plans of succession, all the way to Department of Energy, Q-level clearance, that everything is absolutely in place to do the right thing. And that you could count on our constitutional republic to be working and functioning perfectly. But I'm here to tell you, and this came from General Flynn. He knows what I know. He knows, where the bodies are buried. He knows what systems are in place.
Right.
Here's the worst part of it. It's not even, I would say, I'll even go so far as to say this. There's a couple of people out there that are talking about the laws that are in place. You read the laws that are in place. You got to go by the law. What is sad about it is we've lost our way, folks. Our military has literally been captured.
Right.
Our military has been overthrown. That some of those people that may or may not be doing it intentionally, they're right. The laws are there and in place. But the most sobering moment is for them to realize that we've been captured at the military level. But guess what? I'll tell Millie right now, good luck with your 300,000 or 400,000 people that you think you may have to go up against me. I'm going to say me.
Right.
We the people.
Right.
I got a lot more friends, and I got one of them behind every blade of grass. Good luck to you. Don't shoot at us because we shoot back. The military will have a very tough time having full staffing to be shooting at us because we don't want any harm to them. So we will be able to go up. There is no military that is captured long enough. They'll only exist as they are right now. While we're too dumb to think that we're not the last line of defense in this country.
Right.
So my thoughts are, stop waiting for somebody else to save your country. We are the ones that have to stand in the gap, and we don't have to fire one shot to take the system back. Right. We don't. But the military right now at the upper echelon, I'll even go so far as to tell the enlisted ranks, you better not follow unconstitutional orders because they're about to come. Millie's a woketard. He's working for a foreign entity, and right. It's time to take our system back. And we're going to need you at the enlisted ranks to disobey any unconstitutional orders. And that goes to our federal law enforcement authorities as well. We totally outnumber them. Look at what it takes to take over Iraq.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands.
Right.
And that's hard to do. You can't control millions of people with several hundred thousand troops. You can't do that. Right. You got to basically pull up your marbles and go to Afghanistan and go make some money selling heroin like Barack Obama did. Right?
Yeah.
A couple hundred thousand troops isn't going to do it, Millie. We have tens of millions of us. And you don't have F-15s, Biden, because you won't have any pilots to fly them. They're on our side.
Yeah.
You don't have anybody behind those guns. They're on our side.
Yeah.
They are. But everybody remain composed. Do not fire one shot. Do not do that. You stand in the gap. Stand in the gap, have fire discipline. Some of us may have to die in that spirit, but guess what will happen? Just like in communist Romania, the military will disintegrate, law enforcement disintegrates, the regime will collapse because it's we're not compliant. And guess what? The regime will get, just like Ceausescu's regime got, the bullet to the back of the head because they're evil dictatorships that are doing harm to our way of life.
Yeah,
that's my spiel, and I'm not too far off from the truth.
Well, let me clarify something in that. We do have, and I talk a lot, I do whole speeches on the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you know, you've seen them. And I have to say that we do have amazing, amazing laws, and we have, you know, military directives that are written and that are for good and if used for good. But you say a lot of times, and you reiterate this often, if the people in control are evil and bad, then it doesn't matter. And what I keep seeing is people coming up with one legal case after another that they are, well, this one, you know, or that one, or we're going to bring this to the courts. We're going to bring that to the Supreme Court. And again, it doesn't happen. And that is because they're not functioning. We can have all the laws in the world, but if we don't have people enforcing the laws, we don't have people holding people accountable, and we have a captured judiciary on top of it, that isn't going to work. And I see people running in circles and getting like all these people signed up or all these people reading the laws or reading this and that. But if the laws have no enforcement, they don't work, is my thinking.
Yeah. Can I use the analogy again?
Yes.
The rifle, the M4, it is perfectly maintained, you know, high caliber. You got a great ACOG on it, perfectly sighted. And it's perfect for what it's designed to do, and that's to go get bad guys, right?
Right.
Those are our institutions, our federal judiciary, all of our laws, our government, our constitution. It's perfect. The FBI, the CIA, everything's great. But what they've done is, when in the wrong hands, you can point it right at the American people. And that's what's happened here, is that all of the Proud Boys were supposed to walk out the door.
I know.
The Constitution is supposed to save them.
Right.
None of them should have been convicted. Nobody, right? But they were. Why? Because the judiciary is in the hands of the wrong people. It's being weaponized. They cherry pick it and weaponize it and abuse it using the full force of the government against the American people. So, yes, we have laws. No, we don't have the right people that hold the power of those laws in their hands. They're weaponizing them against us.
Yeah. Now, to jump to something else that you've been on the something else you've been on the front lines of. I mean, you must not sleep at all. I'm glad that you have a good life besides this job.
Sleep is for the little people.
I know. You fought a lot for election integrity. You know, they're still playing along the same.
And still do, yeah.
I know. And there are a lot of people out there that are on our side, that are awake. You know, they've gone through the Bezmenov, demoralized, dehumanized. They're now a lot of people are numb. You know, like you said, very important, the stages of grief, to acknowledge them, go through them and heal yourself, which is very important. But we do have a lot of people out there saying, well, what's the point? Where they're going to steal 24 anyway. It's already a rigged game, you know, this and that. And I keep saying, well, if that's your decision now, a year and a half out, well, then that's true. Because if you don't get involved now, so where are we in election integrity? Where are we in, because, you know, they changed all these laws during COVID. There is no COVID. Then they say we can't change them back, which isn't true. But what should people be doing that want to at least do something on that front and feel like there's no hope? Because I believe you believe that there is hope and that there's a lot that people can do. What should people be doing? I want people to have action steps and actual things that they can do leaving this show, because we're giving them a lot. You give a lot of truth. You never BS. And I have to tell you, it's a good thing. But let's give some ideas of what people at home that are watching this that want to get involved or motivated, get that we are in serious danger. No one's coming to save us. They should be doing what?
First of all, don't listen to any Arizona politician that I've briefed other than Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is also surrounded by people in her campaign at the highest levels that were briefed prior to the 2022 election. That the technology that exists, the whole scam with same day voting and all that stuff, is like a Republican sham. Okay. And I'll give you an example. All right. Same day voters on election day in Arizona, they use fusion centers and on the law enforcement servers, right? They knew exactly how many MAGA voters were out on the streets on election day and what direction they were going. They had them tagged within 2 centimeters. They knew exactly where they were and how many. Already pre-profiled. They knew you're a MAGA. They had your social media profile. They knew you were full-blown Trump. You think you're going to go vote for Biden? No. You're headed to a precinct. What did they do? They said, well, we can't be rigging the electronic voting machines. Shut the machines down. Stop them from casting their ballots. We already have our votes in early, right? We already got our stuff in. Now, how many ballots do we need? Well, guess what? Ben Toma is a Republican that's the Speaker of the House in Arizona. His brother runs Runbeck, which is the printing shop down the street that pre-prints fake ballots. They knew exactly how many ballots they needed based on how many MAGA voters. Well, guess what? Here's how you fix it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
3 ways. Paper ballots, hand counts at the precinct level, and you got to clean up the voter rolls, because you could have a perfect MAGA rally. Everybody goes and votes, win by a landslide. And if you don't have the voter rolls, Runbeck has access to, you know, 57,000 dead voters that they can attribute to the ballots that they print up. So paper ballots, hand counts at the precinct level, and clean up the voter rolls. That's the only way. Now, here's where we're going to have obstruction. The greatest threat to American democracy and constitutional security is called a Republican. That if, in fact, we go into the next election with the machines and all this bull crap, I'm going to call for the launching of a civil war. It might be, you know, firing Nerf, you know, guns at the Republicans, a civil war against the Republicans. Right now, it's the Republicans that are not fixing the border issues down in Texas.
Right.
It's the Republicans like Gunny Borelli and Wendy Rogers and all of those freaking cartel infested corrupt politicians that knew about this technology and did nothing. Why? Why did they? They were the ones that were responsible for overthrowing the election of Kerry Lake. They knew better. They failed to stop it. They're corrupt. We need to purge the system. Do not trust the Republicans. Do not trust any system that doesn't include paper ballots, hand counts at the precinct, and fix the voter rolls. If you don't fix the voter rolls, doesn't matter how perfect your election is. They can still pull dead voters and fake voters and have Runbeck print them up. Going into this next election, anyone that stands in the way of that effort to get paper ballots, hand counts at the precinct, they're the ones that are continuing to overthrow us, and we need to deal with them very loudly.
Yeah.
I put Gunny Borelli on blast. He said there was no problem with Ben Thoma and his brother running Runbeck operationally. There was no problem with that. And I said, you're a filthy, corrupt, freaking globalist. You know, I'm going to look into how many mortgages you've refinanced that the cartel funnels you money. The cartels are controlling these Arizona politicians. I know this. There's plenty of evidence of that, and they're guilty until they can prove their innocence, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's talk about about one thing you said there, which I think is important, because I follow the money a lot on my show. And what it appears to me is that the RNC and DNC are multinational billion-dollar corporations. It does not appear that they are either side. And I'm talking about both of their whole operations. And it appears that the people that Ronald McDaniel was kept in there and the people at the very top, the McConnells, all of them, that they work for a corporation. And that corporation has nothing to do with we the people of the United States on either side. I say all the time, it's a uniparty. There's, you know, it's all an illusion. But these are actually very profitable businesses. And multi-billion dollar.
You know where, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You know where Ronna McDaniel makes most of her money? When she loses. Do you ever get an email from her?
When
Herschel Walker is about to lose and he lost and we got to spend. She makes tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions every time she loses. Why do you think she has a losing track record? Their job is to fundraise and to lose against their Marxist enablers. They're do-nothingers.
They want to keep it the way it is. They have two functioning businesses, the RNC and DNC.
Losing is way too profitable. You start winning like that, everyone's going to, you know, they're going to stop donating.
Exactly. Well, that's the other thing, because I have a huge problem with that Win Red and their campaign where they're sending 80-year-old people text messages from, hey, this is... this is Jim, Jordan. I'm texting you. My mom's friend will be like, Jim Jordan texted me. I'm like, no, Jim Jordan did not text you. Yeah. Win Red texted you. And then you try to even get to them to be like, listen, you're demoralizing people. Right when Tucker, the crap went down with Tucker, they're sending out text messages from people that are not those people to people all over this country that don't know any better, being like, please give money. We got to raise money. Look what they did to Tucker. They were involved. They were happy about
it. I called Jim Jordan's office. You know what I said? I just got a letter from Jim Jordan. Right. I'm in Ohio. Right.
Oh, right.
I just got a letter from Jim Jordan. He said, donate to my campaign. You know, the midterm, donate to my campaign and I'll go in there and fix the government. And I called his office. And I said, you tell Tim Jordan that he is in the government. He's working right now. And if he doesn't fix things, get the picture of his wife, get his paper clips, and get ready to be thrown out on the front porch if he doesn't get to work today.
Right.
Today, you do.
That's what everyone should be doing, is calling
today.
Representatives, calling,
yes.
You know, flooding the zone, like making them know that we the people aren't standing down. You know, it's funny. I was on the phone. Not funny, but I was on the phone with Jeremy Brown, who the FBI went to, you know, prior to January 6th. He was a Green Beret, you know, a good veteran living his life. He got them on tape trying to get him to infiltrate, I believe, the Proud Boys. It might have been the Oath Keepers, one of them.
Oath Keepers, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And to go in. And he took the video. He didn't do anything with it until after he saw what happened on January 6th and how they were portraying it. And he knew right away because he was in special ops. And he went out with that video, and now he's in jail for 5 years on trumped up charges. And, you know, I was getting off the phone with him and I said, well, what do you want to say to him? And he was saying, I believe this to be true. January 6th was the Reichstag fire and that it was a setup so that we, the people, are too scared to step up. And I said, you know, what do you want to say to people? And he paused and he said, all I want to say is don't do nothing. Just don't do nothing. And it really stuck with me. And I keep hearing in my head, don't do nothing. And I want the people out there that are watching this, that are right now like, oh, we're not going to, nobody's saving us. Don't do nothing. There's so much you can do. So on that level, let's say that let's say that there's people out there that are like, they want to do something. What are some actions that people can do personally right now?
Okay, I'm going to say first order of business. You must get to precinctstrategy.com. I have zero incentive. All I know is I got an update today that there's 180,000 seats open.
Oh, good.
Do not bitch, okay, about your system being overthrown when you won't even fill the seat in the stadium. You have to do that. 180,000 seats open, and the rhinos are running running roughshod over us. Okay, we outnumber them, and this can be done peacefully. We can take this thing back without firing a shot. All we need to do is stand in the gap, candlelight vigil style. Be a patriot. Get up. You better not be sitting at home. And anybody that sits there, okay, and this like info socialism thing, you know, where you're gobble, 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 you consume all this information, you sit on the internet and complain while everybody's doing the energetic work, or you get behind your favorite talk show host or your favorite politician or your favorite freaking widget salesperson, thinking that they're going to be your savior. That's surrendering your sovereignty to somebody else. You start worrying about your address, your life, liberty, and property. You better start buying guns and bullets and beans and take care of the roof over your head. Then take care of your neighbor to your left, your neighbor to your right. Lock arms in your neighborhood, build your zip codes, right? Protect your freaking county and expect nobody to provide for you other than yourselves.
Yeah.
And do so right now as if your life depends on it, because it does. They're going to come and kill you, and you just need to be prepared to kill them back.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pete Santilli. Tell everyone where to find you. Pete puts out so much content that there is no reason, and he's all over the place. So I'll tell people where the best place to find you.
You have such a great Rumble channel. Will you do me a favor? Will you please? You know, I got wiped out, hundreds of thousands of followers in the cancel thing. You know, I was one of the first ones. We're now recognized on all of our channels for having, you know, good subscribers. Great show. Go to our Rumble channel, the Pete Santilli Show. Subscribe to us. I think we're like approaching 60,000. I broadcast 5-6 hours a day. You'll get plenty of content.
Yeah.
You could even scream at me too if you want and tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not.
I love Pete Santilli. I got to tell you also, your website, where's your website at?
You can go to the Pete Santilli Show or petersantilli.com.
Okay.
Subscribe to our Rumble channel. That's the best way, and you will be able to direct you to the right place right there. Rumble, the Pete Santilli Show.
Please, if you are watching this on Rumble, there's no excuse right now. Go subscribe to Pete Santilli. And thank you, sir, for always just telling the truth no matter what.
Mel, you know I'm sincere when I'm saying this. I'm not just saying it. I love you. And I know that you have good, solid faith. And that's why I called you before we came on to get us right. It's time to get right with God. Keep your faith strong, folks. The worse things get, the greater the glory is going to be.
Thank you, sir. You are the best. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, Patriot pals. So happy that you're looking into gold and silver and protecting your savings for whatever comes ahead. Beverly Hills Precious Metals is our good friend, and we've been working with them for a long time. So you'll be getting a call from them. We'll also follow up here at the Mel K Show because we want to make sure that you're taken care of and you're protected. If you have any questions, please let us know. Right now is the time. There's so much information coming. There's so much chaos. We just want all the patriots out there to be sure that they are protected, they are moving forward, and that we get through the storm together and safe. Whatever may come, just know we, the people of the United States, will prevail. God wins, and protect yourself. And please get in touch with us if you have any questions. So Beverly Hills Precious Metals, they're the best. They'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. You be in touch with us. Let's do this together. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country, because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full life out there. Please check out Mel K Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel K Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.